why would you like to change your name? Or would you?
I imagine it has either a dictator's name in it or a private part.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
my name,
think that those
whatever.
Would be strong ones.
If you had said
strong reasonings.
The most likely to change male and female names right now, I would have said Brandon because of the catchphrase that came out organically for that.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexa, because now there's a device that people say the name of all the time. Alexa used to be really great name, I bet.
I would think Karen would fall into that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you have a name that then becomes synonymous with something butt-headed, that's not great.
No.
But yeah, like for me, like when I was a kid, I didn't like Chris because I wanted to be like Mike or Brian because my friends were that.
Yeah, you got to be Mike eventually.
I got to be Mike
on the
eventually.
Dating profile, hey, it's me, Mike.
It's me, Mike.
Mike Michaels.
And I
Mike
do,
Chrisles.
And I do,
Mike Chrisles.
And I do regret not using Mike as my radio name and just using my regular name because Mike Michaels sounds cooler.
It does
as a radio name. But and Chris I almost Michaels was Michael.
Cool
my
name.
Parents did. That was on the short list. It was Christopher, Brian, and Michael.
Really?
To be Michael Michaels. Yeah.
They wanted all of the names of my classmates.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's like for 40 years, it was like the same top five names pretty much. It was all like sort
biblical.
Of biblical names. Yeah. And then now everybody is, it's a little different now, but it's like Eagle and
Let's
Hawk
imagine
Feather. And
Hot Wings was Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Leo Michaels, is, you're not here.
No, no, definitely not.
What about Leonardo?
No.
At that age, I mean, now maybe that would be cool, but in the 70s, that would have just got my ass kicked like over and over and over again.
Probably,
yeah. Wait, I have a different name, jerk. Slug him. You're not in the Bible.
Totally. Good thing Greg was in the Bible. None of that happened to me.
Yeah, no.
Somebody wrote in, by the way, and said that, referencing the name, that on the mat they had people sign for their wedding, someone drew old Greg on there and said, I'm here. I'm like, yeah, thanks for that.
Old Greg?
The meme?
Yeah.
All right, so the Social Security Administration released data on people who have changed their name over the past 5 years. Okay?
Okay.
Let's see. Any COVIDs or coronas?
I don't know. Some have been changed soon after birth by parents who thought, no, I don't, this kid doesn't look like a
Petunia. Like right away, like before.
Okay, all
others
right.
may have been changed by people at a later date. They did not differentiate between the two.
Okay.
We're going to give you the names, the most popular names, or the names that were changed most often, and the most popular new names people chose. Okay?
Okay.
Here are the 10 most changed names. Now, I'm going to skip two. Aiden is one of the most changed. Connor.
Yeah.
Elliot. Michael. James. Isabella. Sophia. And David.
God, those are all pretty normal names.
I'm surprised.
I wouldn't think those would be like top changed names.
Maybe they got too popular.
Maybe, but like none of those are strange or off-putting. That's weird to me. But all right.
So the two most changed names are Isaac and Chol.
Chol?
Now,
Chol.
Isaac, if I pronounce it the way it's spelled, is Issac, I-S-S-A-C. And Chol is C-H-O-L-E.
Is that coal?
Oh, is it supposed to be coal?
They're getting changed that often because the two most common names that people adopt are Isaac and Chloe. I-S-A-A-C.
Oh, these are dumb parents who don't know how to spell.
And Chloe, C-H-L-O-E.
Mm. Oh my gosh. Okay.
So it's not so much we don't like the name, it's we misspelled the name.
Yeah, it's
are they trying
our
to go
parents
cute?
Are dip-esses.
This is my daughter, Chol.
Mm-hmm. It's pronounced Chloe.
Oh, it better to change it than to do that for the rest of her life. Number three name that people are changing to most often is Sebastian.
It is?
Probably with the popularity of Maniscalco.
I think it's that, La La Land, Ryan Gosling's character. I'm surprised you didn't reference that to it. As your
I would have thought it was
movie.
Mostly The Little Mermaid.
And The Little Mermaid.
Just call him Seb. You know,
Seb.
his jazz club.
The other to start. Top 10 most adopted names: William, Olivia, Michael, Elijah, Matthew, Connor, and Jonathan. So the names that are most adopted are largely throwing back to the more common names.
So it's just the Michaels over here want to be the Aidens over here. So they're all just
it's kind of as though, people with normal names want more unusual names, and the people with unusual names want normal names.
Now, Steve, you've always said if you changed your name, you've always wanted to be a TJ, but you have to have a T name and a J name. So what would that be, like Tustin Jackson?
Tustin?
Yeah.
Tustin's a very... waspy name.
Boy, Tustin.
It sounds kind of tough, though.
No, it sounds like you could run a high-quality men's clothing store for old people.
Yeah.
Tustin sounds like a medication for your butt.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? God, I'm really itchy down there. On your way home, could you grab me a bottle of Tustin?
I'm really trying to help you out here, and these guys are really putting you down, Tustin. I think you're a fine loafer.
How about Trinidad Jello?
Ooh.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Trinidad Jello McKiernan, but people call me TJ.
Well, before Evelyn was born, we asked our nephews what we should name the baby, and Joey said DJ. We said, all right, cool. What's DJ stand for? And he said Disco Judas. So
Disco Judas.
Disco Judas.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's good. I was like Zach. But at some point, I liked
you wanted
TJ
to be named
too,
Zach.
Or DJ.
No, TJ was
you wanted
awesome.
To have a Zach
TJ
attack.
Or DJ. Zach was a cool name to me.
I
probably
was jealous
of Zach on Saved by the Bell.
I was
probably.
Jealous of people who had initials as their names.
Yeah.
All the CJs I knew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I knew a lot of people that could at least, that they had initials that they could do that. They didn't that often, but I'm like, mine was like CN. I go, yeah, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
That's never getting shortened.
Ooh. Steve is more of a Tristan Joffrey.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
Oh, yeah. Joffrey with a G?
Joffrey, like the evil little boy king.
I don't like that.
No, that's sick.
Ooh, Ted Jedi. Yes.
Ted Jedi.
I'd go with Theodore Jedi.
No way. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, when I'm putting on my fancy suit.
Yeah.
Theo Jedi.
Because then otherwise, you don't even need to shorten it. Then you're just Teddy Jedi.
Kelly, have you ever wanted to change your name?
I've thought about it before, and like the mysterious side of me wants to be a Natasha. But I would introduce myself like that all the time. And then
you'd just be Natty Cheese.
Yeah, and then the plain side of me wants to know, what's it like to be a Cheryl?
Cheryl?
Like Cheryl. Have I introduced myself as Cheryl?
Cheryl.
What would everybody's response be? Because right now it's just like, oh, I'm Kelly. It's just a plain old name.
It'd be the same.
Yeah, but Cheryl?
Yeah,
I think
like,
it would really
throw
people off.
You must have had a lap band surgery.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I think that they'd be like, wait, what year were you born? Your parents named you Cheryl?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody named Cheryl that's my age. I think it would be kind of cool to be a Cheryl.
I mean, the closest is like that's decent is Sheryl Crow.
She's so hot. I love her.
She is.
Yeah. Wow. But you can either go Cheryl that route, Crow. And she's the only Cheryl who's ever done that or ever will. Yeah. The others become Sherry's and make loaves and Jello things for cookouts. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if
Sherry.
I want to be a Sherry.
You don't.
I don't want to be a Sherry. Sherry cheese?
We had a...
That's got a weird ring to it.
Well, it does a little bit. Sherry cheese.
Yeah, pass cheese around.
I don't mind
Sherry,
but I don't. It doesn't go well with cheese.
No.
Yeah, Cheryl, though.
Yeah.
Mm. We had an old boss that his third wife's name was Cheryl, just like his second and first wife.
All three of his wives were named Cheryl?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. Some people have a type, and usually it's a physical thing.
Yeah,
here's another
gross
blonde.
Cheryl's.
But it was all people named Cheryl.
Just basing that on the third one. Yeah. Can't imagine he punched any higher than that before that.
Oh, that had to be as hot. I mean, because she was still out of his league.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's saying something.
And,
but when you look like Mr. Drummond, if he never got rich, that's what happens.
Yeah.
God, that was so weird. He'd be like, hey, sure looks pretty good, doesn't she? Not really.
Yeah, he was a creepy.
I mean.
Never before.
Do you want me to be honest?
I mean,
never before has somebody wanted to be a swinger more and had less interest from the public.
Hey, you want to take my wife for a spin? No, we're all repulsed by her,
and not just because she has sex with you. That's just a bonus disgust.
Her panties are in my pocket.
Gosh, why don't you put them over your face?
Didn't you say he sniffed the chair of a Hooters waitress?
No, that was a different person.
That was a guy he hired.
Who he thought was gross. They didn't like each other. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, go figure.
Joe, you were going to change your name to Zach.
That was one that I really liked as a kid. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, you're right, though. It was definitely Zach Morris.
It had to have been, yeah.
I always wanted to change mine.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't hurt my parents' feelings. Well, I always wanted to do Jack, but that wasn't going to happen.
Jack Daniels.
Yeah. I can't.
Liked that eventually.
Mm-hmm. Coolest kid, though.
That can't happen at all.
Yeah.
You'd have to drink Jack Daniels still, even after you got sick of it. People would expect it from you.
I probably decided I wanted to do that right about the same time I thought I should try Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
That's about the kind of decision making I was.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary name, for sure.
I would probably choose a name that I wanted for one of my boys that I didn't get.
Bart
Beckett.
Standerer.
Beckett.
Bart Standerer. Yeah.
Beckett Standerer?
Yes. Beckett Standerer Daniels. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the name Beckett.
Yeah, Beckett's
reminds
a cool
me
name.
Of Sam Beckett, my favorite time traveler.
From the time machine?
I am surprised you haven't changed Greg yet.
That's what I'm talking about changing, Kelly.
Yeah, I know. I'm just surprised you haven't. With 2 G's, 3 G's, technically.
You get my parents on the phone and see if they'd have their feelings hurt by that?
Yeah.
You do?
No. God, it's no. Just
hey, guys. Kelly from the show. You haven't met her.
The hell are you guys thinking?
She has a question for you.
Yeah.
Can he change 3 G's? His name?
Yeah.
I wonder what the back. If I was a girl, I was going to be Jennifer.
With a G?
Boy, I doubt it.
Oh, like Jennifer Flowers.
Jennifer.
That skank.
Good Jennifer.
2 G's, yeah.
2 G's at the beginning.
And 2 R's at the end. Mm-hmm. No, my parents wouldn't have done a G for Jennifer. They weren't. They were too risk averse.
Yeah, that wasn't a thing.
They want a stripper.
Been too trendy.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they gave you the extra G to be safe.
Yeah, they didn't want some girl who'd grow up yelling at truckers outside the grain elevator, Kelly.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. They just didn't want that.
You got to get out of that small town somehow.
Yeah. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Get in that grain truck.
Yeah.